So here's the deal. The name's Casey. I needed a change of scenery from Io Station's dirty metal walls, so I stole a spaceship. Besides, the pilot was practically asking for it. Who would have guessed he would turn out to be a freaking alien spy? So I find myself stuck in a ship with a hyper-emotional computer, thousands of light years from home, staring down the little twerp's boss. It had been an eventful day. And unfortunately, my troubles were just getting started.
Blow, I demand that you respond immediately.
This is it. I'm gonna be reprogrammed, and I never got to experience anything. I never got to see the nebulas. Never interfaced with
Hey,
a.
computer? Can that thing hear us talking?
I'm not transmitting yet. I don't know what to. Wait, you. You talk to him. He'll be able to hear you, but not me. You have to pretend to be Phoebo. Tell him you just changed your
What?
disguise.
Are you crazy? I didn't even know he was an alien until a few minutes ago. I didn't know there were aliens until a few minutes ago. How in the world am I supposed to
Putting you
impersonate?
on
Are
now,
you kidding me? I can't.
and go.
Hello, sir. How's it going?
Groudy's lament, Phoeblo. Can't you take off that human disguise now? It's even uglier than the last one.
Well, sir, I've been a little bit busy. As you've noticed, there's been a couple of snags in the line.
Snags? What snags?
Tell him that your rebreather malfunctioned, and that's why you had to change disguises, and that the new one was too fat and it made you stand out amongst the humans, and that I attempted to repair the original one with a broken spanning pin, and then you had to. Ow!
Technical difficulties, sir.
Did you make contact with the Earth humans?
Yeah,
Say no. Say no!
yeah, that's a good question, sir. No, the answer is no. No contact.
Then how did your ship get that odd mark on the hull?
Mark? What mark?
That mark? Actually, I got that on the way to Earth.
Oh, my programmer, what happened to my hull?
It's no big deal, sir. Just a scratch.
Just a scratch? How about we scrape off a few square feet of your skin and see how you feel?
Phoeblo, you had better start giving me some answers. What possible explanation could you have for coming back without completing your mission?
You did this, didn't you? I had to just vent you into space right now.
Hey, computer, how about a little focus here?
Hey, ship thief, how about a little vacuum here?
Phoeblo, what is the problem?
No problem, sir. It was just a mistake. I'll just be heading on back to Earth now to finish that mission thing.
Bah! What are you talking about, Phoeblo? Your job window is closed. We won't be able to get clearance for another visit until we can resubmit all the Endangered Species Reserve paperwork. And you had better believe it's not going to be me filling out all those forms. And it won't be you that gets to go back.
Oh no, the forms! He's right!
Endangered species.
He means humans. You have to ask him to look the other way. Beg him not to send new orders. Hurry!
Come on, sir. It was just a misunderstanding. I haven't been back long. Nobody knows but us. How about we just forget this happened? I'll take care of it.
Phoeblo? A deception? That's not like you at all.
Humans do it all the time, sir. I'm just getting into character.
Well, I'm not risking it. The old ones could be monitoring us. You know how closely they protect the human system. It's impossible to know when they're watching, and I'm not going to risk angering them. Better to take our lumps for a mistake than to deliberately defy the regulations.
The humans have a saying, it's easier to gain forgiveness than permission.
The humans have only barely developed space travel. They're idiots. Are you suggesting that we listen to them?
Sometimes the best wisdom comes from simplicity, sir.
The only wisdom I'm interested in right now is cover your asses. And you'd better rest assured that I plan to do just that. I'm deflecting all the blame for this botsmiston off of myself and onto you.
Don't let him send the orders. Don't let him send the orders.
Sir, won't you please...
You are to take that ship back to the government supply dock. And you are not to stop anywhere along the way. That's an order. Signing off.
No!
Hey!
No!
But he's leaving!
No!
I didn't...
No!
Can you just...
No!
Are you...
No!
Are you done?
No.
For crying out loud, he left. He flew away. Let's just turn around and go back to Io Station.
I can't. He sent the order. I have to go to the government supply dock, and I can't stop anywhere on the way. They're gonna make me a garbage scow.
Can't you just go back to Io Station anyway? I mean, if you don't want to be a garbage scow, couldn't you just...
You don't understand. It's not a matter of want. It's in my programming. I simply can't disobey an ordered course.
Wait a minute. I order you to return to Io Station.
What are you, stupid? You have no authority. You stole me.
So what's the deal then? You have absolutely no choice but to return to that dock?
According to the specific wording of the order, I have to return there, and I can't stop anywhere else before that. Technically speaking, we could just float here or keep flying around forever without stopping anywhere.
Could you, fly back to Io Station and drop me off?
I wouldn't be able to dock with the station. And besides, we couldn't even get there. Jumping into human space is prohibited under a completely different order. You need special exceptions for every jump.
Why?
Because humans are a dumb, panicky, violent species that would destroy themselves if they were to learn of the civilized universe. You are isolated for your own protection by the old ones, and they only allow limited visits for the purpose of biological study.
You know, that simultaneously makes perfect sense and pisses me off immensely.
That's humans for you.
No, in my experience, humans don't make perfect sense. But we're getting off the point. You're telling me that we have absolutely no choice but to turn ourselves in.
I'm actually starting to like this flying around forever idea. At minimum thrust, I could go for over 500 standard years before my batteries die. 1,200 if I cut your life support.
Okay. Let me think about this, and maybe we can find a solution that doesn't end with both our deaths.
It's no use, but go right ahead. It's not like a few minutes makes that much difference out of 1,200 years anyway.
Okay, well, first, who the hell are these old ones everyone is so scared of?
They're an alien race that has been around for millennia, since before the recorded history of any other civilization we're aware of. They've cropped up in legends and mythology from countless different worlds, and though direct contact is rare, it's rumored that their technology and power surpasses anything before seen.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. I bet you they speak in the royal we and use lots of these and thous too, don't they?
You really shouldn't be so flip about them. There are historical records. They have bestowed amazing technological advances to countless races, so long as those races live in peace with their neighbors. But civilizations that defy the old ones and act with aggression have been utterly destroyed.
Oh, great. So they're busybodies, too.
I really don't see how you're in any position to criticize them. They designated human space as a protected region. You would have been invaded and exploited for your planet's resources if not for their intervention, and that's assuming that you didn't blow yourselves up in a terrified panic first.
Look, I get suspicious whenever anybody claims to do something purely for the benefit of someone else. There's always an angle.
Well, that's exactly the sort of attitude I would expect from such a backward, primitive species.
Yeah, so backward and primitive that I managed to steal an intelligent spaceship from an alien spy with the phony psychic routine? Come on.
I told you I was distracted. And Phoebo was there to study humans. He probably just wanted to find out what you were going to do.
Well then, I hope I provided him with some useful data. But we keep getting off track here. Who is it exactly that we need permission from to get me back home?
The old ones allow one biological research vessel to travel to Earth space every 100 standard years. Even though the mission wasn't completed, I'm sure they will say that this counts.
That's not what I asked. You said that I don't have the authority to give you a new course. Who does? Don't tell me you have to bow down and pray to the almighty benevolent old ones every time you want to blow your nose. Who actually gives the order?
Well, Karstu did this last time, but I guess that any of the Barstoon government officials, as long as they're grade 23 or higher, any of them could give the order, but they won't, because they don't want to anger the old ones, so what's the point?
There's one more thing I need to know about this galactic civilization of yours.
What is it?
Is there crime?
Crime?
You know, theft, fraud, bribes.
Well, naturally, any free civilization will have those few individuals who selfishly put their own material desires ahead of the common good and abuse the generosity and goodwill of their fellow citizens.
Well, all right then, we'll do that.
What?
Slip a few big bills into the right palm, and you'd be amazed at the things you can get away with.
Are you suggesting that we bribe a government official?
Well, there's always the garbage scow dissection alternative, but I thought we had agreed that that option kind of sucks.
How do you know that anyone would be even willing to accept a bribe?
Everyone's got their price. Speaking of which, just how much did Mr. Feeblo have in the bank? I'm sure he wouldn't mind us borrowing a few bucks in the interest of bringing his ship back to him.
This was a government mission. Everything was expensed and supplied for us. Technically, I do have an electronic account used for currency exchanges when traveling between systems, but there's nothing in it now. We were supposed to be staying in human space, then going right back to the supply dock. We don't actually have anything we could even use as a bribe.
Well then, I guess we've got work to do. And thus I prepared to take my first steps into a larger universe. But in this galaxy, most first steps end up with you falling on your ass. Such is life. If you don't fall down once in a while, you're not trying hard enough. And to avoid getting dissected or vented into space, I'm willing to try pretty damn hard. Space Casey, Episode 2, was written and produced by Christiana Ellis, and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 3.0 license. Cast for Episode 2 includes Christiana Ellis as Casey, Wesley Clifford as Al, the ship's computer, Lawrence Simon as Karstu. The opening theme for Space Casey is Headin' Out. The ending theme is Surf Blaster, both performed by The Veritones, and both available on the Podsafe Music Network. Special thanks to Jack Hosley for his help with the sound effects, and additional sound effects obtained from the Freesound Project. You can find more information about Space Casey and all of the people involved at spacecasey.com. Thank you for listening.
We hope you're enjoying this free serialized audiobook. If you like what you're hearing, please tell a friend. Better yet, tell a friend and leave a contribution for the book at podiobooks.com. At least 75% of your donation will go straight to the author or producer. So please, be generous. And thanks for listening.